Today on WCHL, avoiding $20,000 in damage and a 15-hour blackout Sunday came down to two numbers, 0.10 and 0.3.
The 9-3 North Carolina basketball team will be looking to...
I'll get that in a second. And some of Sunday's outage confusion stems from part of the Duke Energy Progress merger that's still in the works. Plus, we near the end of our top stories of 2013, number 4 and number 3 on our top 10 today. All that and much more. Plus, your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in championship sports, Carolina men's basketball hoping to close 2013 with its 2000th win. And another football player says he's leaving for the pros early. And
hey, I'll take 12 million bucks for a year's work. Wouldn't you?
That's today in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is a beautiful New Year's Eve. Happy day, everyone. It's 46 degrees right now and fair skies in Chapel Hill, Carborough, 45 in Hillsboro. Going to be in the lower 50s today with sunny skies. Overnight lows tonight in the lower 30s with clear skies. If you're heading out for New Year's Eve celebrations, that is the weather you're going to have to face. Tomorrow, New Year's Day, another beautiful day to ring in 2014. 6:07 here at WCHL Studios. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron for one more day. Rand Northam will actually be in this chair filling in beginning tomorrow for the rest of this week. Ron will take over again starting next week. Well, the driver who knocked out two power poles, causing power outages for 350 Orange County residents, was less than half a mile from his home, according to Chapel Hill Police. Public Information Lieutenant Josh Misimore says 23-year-old Franklin Delina Goncalves was charged with driving while impaired after losing control of his vehicle just 3/10 of a mile from his residence.
The estimated damage to the car was $10,000. It's a 2004 Acura, so that's probably a good bit of the value of the car. They estimated the damage to Duke Power's equipment at $10,000, too.
Goncalves' address is listed as 1250 Ephesus Church Road. That's the park at Chapel Hill apartment community. The police report shows that he simply took a turn too fast. His vehicle jumped the curb and lost traction. The rest is history.
It's possible that there may have been an additional citation related to the driving, speeding, or careless and reckless or something like that. But as far as the charges that he was taken before the magistrate on, it was just the DWI.
Two power poles were taken out by the incident, but Lieutenant Misimore says the evidence didn't point to Goncalves hitting both of them.
I think the second was brought down by the weight of the stress from the wires coming down from that pole, so it doesn't look like it actually struck both.
Goncalves was released on a written promise to appear in court by the Orange County magistrate. His court date is set for January 6th in Hillsboro. Duke Energy Progress merger is at the heart of some power outage confusion that Orange County customers might have had on Sunday. All customers are now under one company name as a result of the merger, but remnants of the separate entities still linger, including on the website. After the initial blast of outages caused by that 4 a.m. car accident that took out the power poles on Sunday, about 350 customers remained without power. That outage lasted for many people for more than 12 hours. Power was finally fully restored at 8:20 p.m. on Sunday night. If you logged on to Duke Energy to check the outage and clicked the region of North Carolina that included Orange County, that's the former Progress Energy region highlighted in green on the website, you wouldn't have seen any outages being reported. But if you clicked the Duke Energy region highlighted in blue, you would have seen the outages reported for Orange County. Duke Energy media spokesperson says you'll have to continue to use the website that way until the company completes the merge of its back-end functions. The Duke Progress merger was announced in 2011 and was completed on July 2nd of 2012. Duke Energy Progress is now the nation's largest regulated utility, serving about 7 million customers in six states. Well, it is New Year's Eve, and that means we are counting down our top 10 news stories and our top 10 newsmakers of the year, looking back at the year that was in Orange County in 2013. It's part of our annual Year in Review special. We do it every year. Of course, we air that Year in Review special in full here on WCHL. You can find it on our website, chapelboro.com, and we are counting down those top 10 lists piece by piece here on the morning, afternoon, and evening news all day until New Year's Day. We are working our way up the list beginning on the day after Christmas. We have worked our way up now to number 4 and clocking in as our number 4 story of the year. economic development in Orange County. It's been the watchword in local government for the past few years, but in 2013, Orange County began to see that focus pay off in big ways all across the county. In April, the town of Chapel Hill celebrated the culmination of nearly a decade of planning with the grand opening of 140 West. The eight-story mixed-use development is home to 140 condos, as well as retail, restaurants, and an outdoor plaza. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says the building provides a vital link between East and West Franklin Street.
What we're hoping is that folks will be able to now experience the fullness of what downtown offers. This provides that bridge.
In November, University Mall officials, meanwhile, announced the Dillard's Department Store will leave the mall to make way for Silver Spot Cinemas, a luxury movie theater set to open sometime in 2015. And by next year, the mall will host a slew of new stores as former tenants at University Square on Franklin Street relocate while that property is being renovated. This February, the town council approved a $100 million plan to transform University Square into a new mixed-use development called 123 East Franklin. Construction on that project could last until 2017, but you can expect to see big changes on the site starting next year. Town officials are hoping once it's complete, it too will add vibrancy and spur investment in downtown Chapel Hill. And in Carrboro, once a quiet mill town, things are now moving towards Carrboro becoming a mecca for arts and entertainment. This August, the town welcomed its first hotel when the Hampton Inn & Suites became the anchor tenant at 300 East Main, a big commercial complex that also boasts the town's first parking deck. Carrboro's Economic Development Director Annette Stone says this is good news for everyone downtown.
The hotel will bring visitors downtown, which will put folks in our shops and our restaurants. So it'll be very beneficial to our business.
And the beloved gift shop Cameron's was the first store to open in the retail space underneath the hotel. Womancraft Gallery plans to follow suit. In addition, the Hickory Tavern Sports Bar is currently under construction, and other restaurants are also in the works. Next year, likely to bring more changes to Carrboro's downtown as the redevelopment of the Arts Center moves forward. And in Orange County, generally, officials announced in September that the county landed a deal with Japanese candy maker Morinaga to manufacture the popular Hi-Chew candy at a new factory near Mebane. County leaders are hopeful that with water and sewer lines in place and a high-profile manufacturer up and running, the Buckhorn Economic Development District will attract new businesses in the years to come. And County Manager Frank Clifton summed it up.
This is only 20 acres out of roughly 700 acres that have been rezoned for economic development purposes in the Buckhorn area. 20 acres has the potential to produce of roughly $100 million of asset valuation. That's a significant impact, and it offers us great opportunities for the future. It is a big deal in Orange County.
That plant will bring 90 jobs to the area, paying an average of $38,000 a year. Morinaga will likely break ground next spring and open sometime in 2015. All told, 2013 was a year of big projects and new promise for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County, with more to come in the years ahead. That's our number four news story of the year. For our number four newsmaker of the year, we turn to campus. Our number four newsmaker has been in the headlines nearly all year long, but his ultimate fate hung in the balance until the very end. At number four, we have P.J. Hairston, and it was a summer to forget for the junior Tar Heel basketball player. Saga started back in May when the Tar Heel guard was stopped for speeding while driving a car not registered to him. Then Hairston was arrested again on June 5th at a police checkpoint after being found in possession of marijuana and driving without a license in a car registered to a convicted felon, Durham resident Hayden Fats Thomas. A handgun and magazine with 9 rounds were also found near the vehicle. Luckily for Hairston, those charges were dropped in late July after he completed a drug assessment and provided his driver's license to the court, but Hairston's need for speed didn't stop there. 6 days after the charges were dropped, Hairston nabbed a reckless driving citation while driving a female friend's car. None of those would be big headlines if not for the fact that Hairston was also the leading scorer on the Tar Heel basketball team last year. In the wake of the summer's events, head coach Roy Williams suspended Hairston from the team indefinitely on July 28th, but continued to allow him to practice until the NCAA decided on his ultimate fate. Coach Williams says Hairston's new workout plans had him wondering whether he's on a track scholarship.
PJ has done more conditioning this preseason than any player I've ever had. He's done more than 3 times more than any player I've ever had. He has not asked me the question yet, but I know it's in his mind. He's wondering if he's on a track scholarship.
And Coach Williams says in the process, he stripped Hairston of all leadership roles on the team.
I've told him that he can not be a leader, that if we have any questions about where we're going to eat, what movie we're going to see, what time he'd rather have practice. I will not ask him. I will ask other members on the team.
But the final verdict on Hairston's and the university's possible improper benefits connection with Thomas remained up to the NCAA, and it took them a long time to make a final decision. Athletic Department spokesman Steve Kirshner bluntly summed it up.
NCAA are still working together to resolve an eligibility issue. There's no timetable. It'll be done when it's done. And so I don't have to do this before each game. Okay? I'm not going to do this before each game. When something changes, I'll let you know.
With the timetable dragging on, former Carolina star and current NBA player John Henson slammed the NCAA via Twitter, saying, quote, love how the NCAA picks and chooses which cases to drag their feet on. Final resolution of the Hairston saga did not come until December, when UNC finally announced that Hairston would never suit up to play as a Tar Heel ever again as a result of the summer's events. That's our number four news story. That's our number four newsmaker of the year. Much more to come later on this hour. 617 here at WCHL Studios. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have traffic and weather together. And then coming up in sports, we look ahead at Tar Heel basketball taking on UNC Wilmington tonight.
What do all of these award-winning specialty toy brands have in common? Ravensburger Puzzles, Planned Toys, Gott's Dolls, Quadrilla Marble Run, and Bruder Trucks. Well, they are all uniquely crafted from safe, natural materials, making them genuine, authentic, and just plain old fun. And you can discover all of these toys and more at Twig, Chapel Hill's very own eco shop. Located on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill, next to Whole Foods. Twig, where it feels good to be green.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. If you're hungry for nostalgia and food, Chapel Hill has the edge on all others. You can visit Sutton's Drugstore. It's a living museum in all the best ways. And if your photo makes it to the wall there, your life's work is done. There's Four Corners, a classic bar and grill serving sandwiches named for legendary Tar Heels like the Fabulous Phil and the Slammin' Sam. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
Well, it takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Happy holidays! This is Cindy Goodman, Southern Village Realtor and Resident. This time of year, there's much to enjoy in Southern Village, from the latest movies at the Lumina to sipping hot cocoa at the La Vita Dolce Cafe. Dinner at Pazzo, Town Hall Grill, or Merlion make for a welcome shopping break. If you're considering buying or selling in Southern Village, let me work for you in the neighborhood I know and love. This is Cindy Goodman, Senior Broker with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
It's 6:19 here at WCHL Studios. Time now for traffic and weather together. Let's start with traffic brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. We do have one accident to report. This is on I-85 northbound heading from Hillsboro towards Durham. Between Churton Street and NC86, exits 164 and 165, disabled vehicle on the road that is causing traffic to be slowed down a bit. Not many cars on the road, so it's not as bad as it could be right now, but still traffic slow moving if you're heading from Hillsboro towards Durham on I-85, so be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, traffic looking okay in the Triangle, 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, problem-free through Chapel Hill Carrboro, I-40, problem-free east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh, and nothing to report up in Durham either. If you're seeing anything that we're not reporting, though, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL when it's safe to do so, of course, or you can give us a call in the newsroom, ran north and back there all morning, 919-967-8363. Let us know what's going on. As for your weather report, this one's brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. good to go. Right now, we're looking at 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro right now. It is going to be a beautiful day today. It's partly cloudy right now. It's going to be sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, we've got clear skies, cold temperatures, lows getting down into the lower 30s. And then on New Year's Day, tomorrow, we've got another nice day to kick off the new year 2014. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Really can't ask for better weather than that for this time of year. And then on Wednesday night, mostly clear skies in the evening, gradually clouding up overnight with a slight chance of rain after midnight, lows in the upper 30s, and then a 40% chance of rain all day on Thursday with highs again around 52. Once that moves out of the area on Thursday night, temperature will drop and we'll have a couple days of colder weather on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny, but highs only around 40. Then the temperature picks back up again for the end of the weekend on Sunday, highs back in the lower 50s with sunny skies. 621 here at WCHL Studios. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Carolina basketball is gunning for its 3,000th win tonight against UNC Wilmington. The Tar Heels would become only the third program alongside Kansas and Kentucky to achieve that milestone if they're able to win tonight. WCHL's Matt Oaks has your preview.
The 9-3 North Carolina basketball team will be looking to polish up its play Tuesday in a 5 p.m. New Year's Eve matchup with 6-8 UNC Wilmington. Number 19 UNC will be welcoming back one of its own, in the form of Buzz Peterson, the head coach for the Seahawks. Peterson was a member of the 1982 National Championship squad under Dean Smith and then assistant coach Roy Williams. But head coach Roy Williams will not be in the mood to do any favors for Peterson in Carolina's final non-conference game of the season. Coach Williams says he was disappointed in the defense and the lack of attacking mentality in the game against Northern Kentucky on Friday.
I was not pleased defensively or on the backboards or being attacking the basket. We had a tremendous size advantage, and one of our goals was to attack the basket, and we didn't get a single low post up or taking the ball to the basket the entire first half, so I was pretty frustrated at that. And
Coach Williams says he hopes the cause for the erratic play is immaturity, because he knows that can be corrected.
I hope it is, because maturity means that we can get there. You know, lack of maturity now means that we can get there eventually, so I hope that's what it is. You know, we are an extremely young club, but also we've played 12 games, so we've got to be able to bring it.
Senior guard Leslie McDonald's return to the lineup has been a welcome boost to UNC's outside shooting. Coach Williams says McDonald's ability to knock down shots will come in handy later in the season.
Leslie does have an ability to shoot the ball, and that really helps us, and it's hopefully going to help us even more down the line.
Junior forward Desmond Hubert says the Tar Heels need to start playing with the same effort and intensity against the lower-ranked teams in order to establish a consistent identity on the squad.
We have won big games, and then, you know, we've had a few letdowns. I think our biggest thing is just trying to get our effort. You know, we're just trying to sustain the same effort that we have in the big games that we do in the games that, you know, may not be as big, or just because they're not top 25 team, it doesn't mean that, you know, it should be less important. So we're just trying to establish more effort in those games.
Tuesday's Happy Blue Year game in Chapel Hill will be the third overall contest between Carolina and UNCW. The Tar Heels lead the series 2-0. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC offensive lineman Russell Bodine has decided to forego his senior season as a Tar Heel and enter the 2014 NFL draft, joining his classmate Eric Ebron in that decision. Bodine has started 2 years for Carolina, mostly at center, but he also played some at left guard in 2013. He says playing in the NFL has always been a dream, and he's ready to move on to the next level in his career. Bodine says he's thankful for all his years at UNC for, quoting now, helping me become a better player and person. Bodine averaged 73 snaps a game in 2013, earning an honorable mention for All-ACC selection. Head coach Larry Fedora had this to say, quoting again, "We wish Russell the best as he takes his next step in his athletic career. He's been a good player for us over the last 2 years, starting every game on the offensive line, and has a bright future ahead of him." Follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. 625 here at WCHL Studios. More on the way later this hour. Time now for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. As we say goodbye to old man 2013 and welcome in the baby 2014, we can't help but try to figure out what happens now. In the movie, Being There, Peter Sellers played the part of a simple gardener named Chauncey who thought seasonally, as gardeners do, but those who heard him thought he was talking about the economy when he said so insightfully,
"In a garden, growth has its season. First comes spring and summer, but then we have fall and winter, and then we get spring and summer again."
Chauncey was considered a genius for such astute observations. A job market assessment after this. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
Your eyes, even at a distance of 10 miles, the length of 146 football fields, they can see the light of a single candle. Your eyes are amazing. Look after them with Centrum Silver, multivitamins with lutein and vitamins A, C, and E to help support healthy eyes, and packed with key nutrients to help support your heart and brain too. Centrum Silver, for the most amazing parts of you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To economists, of course, the seasons are cyclical and called quarters. First comes January through March. The ground is hard, the temperature cold.
Nearly one in four employers say they will hire at a slower rate or they will not expand headcount at all until the debt ceiling is resolved in the first quarter.
That is Jennifer Grass of Career Builder, reporting on that company's newest poll of employers on job market prospects.
The debt issues in Washington, other issues that are affecting economic expansion, are continuing to play a part in impeding a more accelerated jobs recovery.
Grass on how employers feel about employment. They want to be bullish, but not too bullish.
Most of the employers believe that the job market will be better in 2014. They're feeling more secure in their financial situation. They're seeing greater demand for their products and services. So there's a sense of optimism, but it's paired with caution.
Of course, they don't want to be irrationally exuberant. But
once businesses start feeling a little bit more secure, you're going to start to see that play out in their hiring plans.
Or, as Chauncey Gardner might have said,
yes, there will be growth in the spring.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
With New Year's resolutions, ever notice how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $2,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramon, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. BMW's $2,000 holiday credit plus other great incentives such as $500 loyalty cash, parking a new BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier New Year event. Make a resolution that doesn't involve giving up something you love. As the three-year volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com.
Dealer retains holiday credit and any other incentive which are model-specific. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway, unci.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's half off. Custom specialty rug cleaning available now. Choose between $200 worth of cleaning a specialty rug, such as Turkish, Oriental, or Persian, for only $100, or $500 worth of specialty rug cleaning for only $250. When it comes to cleaning specialty rugs, you want to be sure that a true expert is taking care of it. It's half off from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Quick look at your weather report before CBS News at the bottom of the hour. This one brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. It's all online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Right now, 38 degrees and cloudy skies in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 37 degrees in Hillsboro. It is going to be a beautiful day today to end the year 2013. We've got sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. A Overnight lows in the lower 30s tonight with clear skies. If you're heading out New Year's Eve festivities, you'll want to bundle up, but otherwise it's going to be a really nice night for it. And then tomorrow, Wednesday, New Year's Day, we've got sunny skies to ring in 2014 with highs in the mid-50s. Slight chance of rain developing after midnight on Wednesday with lows in the upper 30s. Time now for CBS.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Doctors treating Michael Schumacher say the Formula One champ is doing better after more surgery.
That surgical intervention took place overnight. A new scan was carried out this morning, and it shows slight radiological improvement.
Doctors in Grenoble, France, through an interpreter here.
We have a few signs that currently can allow us to feel that the situation is better controlled than it was yesterday.
Schumacher was skiing with his son when he fell and struck his head Sunday. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live.
The racing world rallying around Schumacher. Fellow Formula One driver David Coulthard says the tenacity that brought Schumacher 7 world championships will help him through this, his worst but not his first accident. Schumacher came back from neck and spine injuries after a motorcycle accident 7 years ago. And former Ferrari driver Gerhard Berger says Schumacher knows how to fight with his body.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz today on the morning news. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. Beautiful weather today and tonight. If you're heading out to ring in the new year, it is going to be a perfect night for it. It is the end of 2013, and we are looking back on the top 10 news stories and the top 10 news makers who made the year what it was here in Orange County. We are up now to number 3 on those two lists. And as we turn to our number 3 story of the year, we look ahead to future growth. In 2012, the town came together to create a vision for future growth, but in 2013, the town woke up to the realization that implementing that plan might be more difficult than first imagined. This past year, Chapel Hill launched a slew of planning exercises to translate the lofty ideals of the Chapel Hill 2020 plan into concrete direction for residents and developers. The first was the Central West Steering Committee, charged with creating a plan for future development at the intersection of Estes Drive and MLK Jr. Boulevard, but the process was highly contentious as neighbors felt their input was largely ignored. David Tuttle was appointed to the committee to represent residents of the area. Here's what he had to say during the year.
We strongly disagree with this picture that high density is needed to save our neighborhoods.
After nearly a year of debate and $250,000 in consultant fees, the council unanimously adopted a plan that was smaller and less dense than originally proposed. Good ending. Committee co-chair Amy Ryan said that was a direct response to community criticism.
We heard back loud and clear that this is too big and too dense. So when we came back and worked up the final Central West plan, you'll see that our numbers have gone down considerably. So we did hear that it was time to pull back.
Ultimately, neighbors said their work garnered key concessions, including the promise of comprehensive studies of traffic and economic impact that'll guide the town council in future decisions. The work of the OB Creek Compass Committee has been less contentious, but only because the majority of committee members are united in their opposition to the plan that's already in the works. Developer Roger Perry wants to build a mixed-use project across from Southern Village that's roughly the same size as South Point Mall. He says the 1.5 million square foot development plan is key to the project's economic viability.
You want us to be successful. The last thing you want is a failure here. We feel like that this is a scale that is in the best interest of being successful for us and the town.
But many on the committee have said that's too much. Throughout 2013, their work focused on scaling it down, but in the end, the group decided the town council needs to get more information and a whole new plan before moving negotiations to the next phase. Here's committee member Susanna Dancy.
I don't think the town council has the information right now that will allow them to specifically define the things that they want as an outcome from that negotiation.
In January, the town council will decide what happens next for Obie Creek. Meanwhile, across town, the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan has been moving forward without much debate, but that plan too raises questions about how the town will apply a new zoning technique where council draws boxes on a map and developers fill them in using brick and mortar. Many are worried that the redevelopment of aging apartments will mean the loss of affordable housing in the area too. As the town continues to implement the Chapel Hill 2020 plan, areas like Glen Lennox, Rosemary Street, and the northern edge of 15 501 could be targeted for big changes. Chapel Hill's future is coming, ready or not. That's our number three story of the year 2013. Turning now to our 23 newsmaker of 2013, we move to Carrboro. After more than two decades in town government and 8 years as Carrboro mayor, Mark Chilton had already developed a reputation as an outspoken political figure with a flair for the dramatic.
Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that sends the frozen groundswell under it.
Did Dr. Chow get who we are as a community at all?
Okay. That issue was litigated in Orange County Superior Court. That's been decided.
I know it's not Chapel Hill's responsibility.
I know 43% of it is Chapel Hill's responsibility.
If you screw up so bad that you get a parking ticket in the town of Carrboro, there's definitely nothing that I can do to help you.
But in the summer of 2013, Mark Chilton took his advocacy to a new level, and in so doing helped spur a movement that's resonated on a national stage.
Well, I was the very first person arrested.
On June 3rd, Chilton was one of more than 150 who were arrested at the state legislature in what was dubbed Mega Moral Monday.
They had no authority to make us leave the building. We had a constitutional right to be there.
It was the largest Moral Monday protest yet, but it was the presence of elected officials that particularly grabbed the national attention. Many of those elected officials were from Orange County, including enough members of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen to constitute a quorum, and Chilton was the most prominent among them.
The legislature is not only gutting our social safety net and our educational system and our environmental safeguards, but they're also trying to make their changes permanent by changing our system of elections.
But while Chilton made headlines in June for standing against the state legislature, in August he was back in the news for trying to join it.
I have decided to put my name forward as a person to be appointed to replace Senator Kinnaird.
Chilton ultimately lost the appointment to replace Ellie Kinnaird in the state Senate. Valerie Fouché got it instead, but polls consistently showed him leading all the declared candidates among the voters themselves. After all that, Mark Chilton actually ended 2013 by leaving politics, at least temporarily, stepping down as Carrboro mayor after four terms. Hundreds of people came out to a retirement roast for Chilton in October, making it clear he's already left a significant legacy from his work with Empowerment Incorporated.
Having his knowledge, having his ability, has just made it wonderful.
To the many people he's inspired in his long career in politics.
When he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
He's still young, barely 40, and it's likely we'll see a lot more of Mark Chilton in the years to come, but he's already made a lasting impression on the town of Carrboro, and the town of Carrboro has already made a lasting impression on him.
I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on Moral Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
Mark Chilton, our number three newsmaker of 2013. Once again, you can get that complete year-in-review special anytime you like by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. 638 here at WCHL Studios. We got to take a quick break. The Commentators is up next.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company, Adventure Outfitters, located in historic Carmel. From the stockings you wear to the stockings you stuff, we have a great selection of fun and functional gifts. Smart wool socks for him, smart wool tights for her. For the little adventurers in your family, we have colorful animal flashlights and wild animal hats. To top the holidays off, surprise the entire family with a handcrafted Mountain Boy wooden sled made in Colorado. It's perfect for your mantle and ready for the snow. Give the gift of adventure this holiday season at Townsend Bertram & Company.
Are you cleaning out closets after the holidays in preparation for the new year? Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, where we are happy to accept your gently used items at our Carrboro and Chapel Hill locations. You can donate at either location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And just as a reminder, we are closed for donations on Sundays. Wishing you a Happy New Year from the PTA Thrift Shop. So much more than a thrift store.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jane Salemson.
Recently, the news has been telling us about the humongous quantities of mail and packages that have and are going through the system on its way to families, friends, and loved ones, near and far. Unfortunately, in this season of joyousness and goodwill to all men, it is disturbing to realize that not everyone shares these attributes. Here is a local tale which will make one despair and act as a warning to us all. Last week, when I was out to dinner with fellow musicians between two performances of the Nutcracker Ballet, one musician was constantly keeping an eye on his phone. He apologized and said he was waiting for updates from his wife. It seems the mailman had delivered a package and had rung the doorbell to inform the residents. This was heard, and his son went upstairs to get some shoes to go outside. It took about 2 minutes, but by the time he got outside, the package was gone. The package, lovingly sent by grandparents, was nowhere to be seen. Neither was a person close by or a car rushing off. It seems that an unscrupulous person follows the mail truck watching for deliveries, waits to see if anyone answers the door, and if nobody does, runs up to the door, grabs the packages, then hides somewhere until the coast is clear. There was nothing the father could do. As the package had been delivered, the insurance was not in effect. I have not heard the end result, but for all of us who feel comfortable having packages left on our doorsteps or patios, this is a hard lesson to learn. Yet another instance of the statue of ideals being chipped away. Is this quite common, or am I too naive to believe in goodwill at Christmas time? This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina will ring in the new year this evening in the Smith Center when it hosts UNCW at 5 o'clock. The Seahawks are led by former Tar Heel and member of the 1982 National Championship team, Buzz Peterson, a man Roy Williams knows well.
It's a guy I've really enjoyed for a long, long time. Known him since he was like the fifth and sixth grade coming to our camp here. Rodney Johnson, his high school coach, was a great, great friend of mine. But Robert Bauer Peterson III, I think, is a good guy. And, you know, I'm going to try to kill him tomorrow night during the game. But other than that, I love him.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today's game will be the ninth road game of the season for UNCW already, including the third on the road against a ranked team.
Played at Iowa, at Iowa State. They're playing at North Carolina so they can get money to run the program, but it's to run the entire athletic program.
Sure.
And it's really difficult because you start out, I mean, you're not going to win at Iowa State very often. You're not going to win at Iowa. Hopefully you're not going to win at North Carolina very often. But, you know, it's something that you have to do, and it makes it extremely difficult for the coaches and the kids.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
How's it going? I'll tell you how it's going. I've got mortgage payments I can't afford. My kids' college fund is half empty. I don't even know how much I've got saved for retirement. And all these numbers are driving me crazy. How about you?
I'm doing great. I called Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the Triangle. They got fantastic Southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. Of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now joining us with a look at traffic, here is our intrepid news director, Mr. Ann Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Good morning to you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We are almost there to 2014. Can't quite believe that.
The year's just flown by, hasn't it?
It's very much as, yes. That is
Rand, by the way, wearing a blue shirt with matching tie.
Thank you very much.
Yes. I had to get that in there. Ron Stutz isn't here this morning, so I have to fill in for him.
Well, I tell you what, this is all thanks to the post-Christmas sales here.
Oh,
the shirt
very
and
nice,
the tie.
Very nice.
Got a deal for both of them at Van Heusen. So.
Very nice. Awesome.
Yeah, quite the deals there.
The Van Heusen store, then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. Yep. Awesome.
And I do have to say, before I get to traffic, traffic looking fairly smooth right now, but just got word looking online that, of course, Blake Anderson going to Arkansas State. Walt Bell is officially going to Arkansas State. He did accept the offensive coordinator position there. We'll have All a story right. for you on that at the top of the hour.
All right.
And then also taking Luke Pascal, who was a graduate assistant. It was expected to take both of them, but that is official that they will both be going to Arkansas State as well.
All right. Sounds good.
So that just coming in.
Congratulations to them.
Definitely. Great
big
future for
big
them.
Big move for them. Yeah, that's awesome.
For sure. Taking a look at traffic right now, 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive, seeing minor to moderate delays, nothing major out there right now. Also, NC 54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing delays right now. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. I-40 not seeing any problems, and the Durham Freeway moving smoothly as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, keeping things going right now with your weather report. This one brought to you by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illness and injuries do not take a vacation, and neither does FastMed. Located on East Franklin Street next to the Sienna Hotel and open 365 days a year, FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. It's 38 degrees right now and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill. Carborough going to be in the lower 50s today with partly to mostly sunny skies. Going to be a nice day to end the year 2013. And it's going to be a nice day tomorrow to ring in 2014. We've got clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 30s. And then sunny all day tomorrow for New Year's Day with highs in the mid-50s. Slight chance of rain developing after midnight tomorrow night. Lows down in the upper 30s. And then we'll have a 40% chance of rain throughout the day on Thursday. Temperatures holding in the lower 50s for Thursday. But then as the clouds move out of the area on Thursday night, there's some colder weather behind it. So we'll have a two-day cold snap to end the week on Friday and Saturday. Highs only getting up to around 40 those days. Overnight lows down in the 20s. We will have clear skies at the very least, so the sun will be out. And then on Sunday, the temperature will pick back up again. We'll have cloudy skies, but highs back in the lower 50s, and that's where it's going to stay for the beginning of next week as well. 6:49 here at WCHL Studios. Time now. For a look at celebrity birthdays, brought to you, as always, by UPS stores in Amenemont and Fordham Boulevard. Happy birthday to you if today is your birthday, New Year's Eve, December 31st. You share it with actor Sir Anthony Hopkins, 76 years old. Another famed British actor, Sir Ben Kingsley, is 70. Producer-director Taylor Hackford is 69. Fashion designer Diane von Furstenberg is 67. Actress Bebe Neuwirth is 55. Love her. Actor Val Kilmer is 54. Actress actress Gong Li, 48, along with author Nicholas Sparks. Olympic gold medal gymnast Gabby Douglas is 18. And pop culture moves so quickly. Remember rapper Psy of Gangnam Style fame? He turns 36 years old today, Tuesday, December 31st. Happy birthday to all of them, and happy birthday to you if today is your birthday. All right, it's 6:50, and that means it's time for Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And although he's not here in the studio today, through the magic of a radio, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
A traditional one.
Ron Stutz here, along with Freddie Kiger, coming to you remotely.
Yes.
And so happy to be here.
Well, yeah, we are. Thanks, Aaron, for allowing us to share some of your airtime.
Yeah, this is some of the most fun we have.
Air Aaron.
Yeah. Air Aaron.
So we hope that whatever you're doing tonight, you have a nice dinner with some wonderful friends. And please, later on, make some good decisions.
Yeah.
Keep the taxi companies busy if perhaps you've had more than enough.
Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, please don't. We don't want to read about anybody tomorrow. We want everybody back healthy, happy, and looking forward to a new year.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep. So here we are. There's our
Because we love you.
We love you. I'm going to give Ron a tune.
Uh-huh.
He's going to play it. This time we want you to name the tune and band leader.
Okay.
Of this time-honored arrangement. And, of course, you're going to know the tune immediately. Give us the band leader. Okay. Here it is. Ron's about to spin.
All right. Everybody listen carefully. We'll hear it for the first time together.
919-929-WCHL. Call us.
Holiday season is just around the corner. Time to make your home beautiful for the occasion with the help of the design team at Best Tile. With personal design consultants to guide you through the process and an unsurpassed selection of tiles from around the world, it's no wonder Best Tile has been voted the area's best tile resource for 3 years in a row. Deck the halls this year with Best Tile. Local store, global selection. Find us at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
And we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Steve Stimson is on the board of directors for the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. He's been a very active board member since 2009. He's currently co-chair of the Development Committee. And Steve is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I've known about Ronald McDonald House for many years, and I've always thought they did a fantastic job. I was looking for an opportunity in a more local, focused, extremely useful, worthwhile need, kind of an opportunity to give back, and I'd done some things with the American Cancer Society. A former colleague of mine was involved with Ronald McDonald House and had to move off, and so there was an opportunity for me to get involved, and they were happy for me to come on. But one of the things that made me excited about it is we did indeed, when my kids were very young, we had two families on my street with children had contracted brain cancer, and you know, as a community, we were together through an incredibly tough time, which it makes me realize how critical a family being together and being able to be close to someone who is ill is such an important part of healing. It's not just the feel-good of being together, which is so incredible for the kids. I think it plays a part in the healing process. You know, this is something that Ronald McDonald House can provide.
Steve says the staff and all the volunteers at Ronald McDonald House believe so strongly in everything they do.
There's a core of care and a core of commitment and a core of no question whatsoever that the activity is worthwhile. It's just a very unrelenting dedication.
Steven Stimson is a biologist with GlaxoSmithKline Research and Development, leading the research team on musculoskeletal and metabolic diseases. He also is an adjunct associate professor in the School of Medicine at Carolina.
I was a postdoc at UNC in chronic inflammation and originally trained as an anaerobic bacteriologist at Virginia Tech, and have just always loved how the body responds to external agents, and it's led me to a career in the discovery of new medicines, and I've been very fortunate to have had almost all of that career associated with GlaxoSmithKline here at RTT. If there is one thing that I would most like this interview to lead to. There's so many more people, other people who have done so much more than I. But if anyone hears this and does become inspired, they can do something in the community. There are so many opportunities like this where they can make a huge difference and just do it.
Steve Stimson has a strong interest in giving back to Ronald McDonald House and other community concerns, but he also takes the time to enjoy singing in an a cappella group and photographing wild birds. Steve Stimson, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Guy Lombardo.
Guy Lombardo and the Royal Auld Canadians. Lang Syne. Yeah, Auld Lang Syne.
That song you always hear on New Year's Eve.
Well, it's particularly when we were growing up, that's what everybody kind of tuned into before TV, which we fortunately weren't around for that. At least we made it to the television era.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody would listen to the radio. And then when the television, you know, there'd be that black and white, grainy, televised show of Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. He brought in the new year with this song for almost a half century.
Wow.
And for 30 of them, from 1929 to 1959, they played live from the Roosevelt Grill in the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City.
It was sort of a tradition like Dick Clark.
Well, and that's what helped finally derail and break down the momentum of what Guy Lombardo, you know, it became, his presentation became dated.
Yeah.
And Dick Clark and those guys, you know, hopped it up brought in some contemporary artists and what have you. But,
updated it.
Yeah. So have fun tonight. Mm-hmm. Be safe. Be responsible.
Yeah. You too. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And unfortunately, nobody got the right answer to that one. A bunch of people called in with great guesses, but Guy Lombardo stumped everyone. That recording, by the way, from 1953, courtesy of Freddie Kiger and Ron Stutz. 6:57 here at WCHL Studios. Happy New Year, everyone. One day early. We got to take one more quick break. When we come back, a final look at weather this hour.
With New Year's resolutions, ever notice how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this. Stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $2,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. BMW's $2,000 holiday credit plus other great incentives such as $500 loyalty cash, parking a new BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier New Year event. Make a resolution that doesn't involve giving up something you love. As the 3-year volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Dealer retains holiday credit and any other incentive which are model specific. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Southeastern Services. It's over half off. Chimney inspection and cleaning available now. Southeastern Services is a full-service chimney repair and maintenance company that has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. They utilize a no-mess process, so there's no need to worry about upsetting your home. With today's deal, choose between a safety inspection and cleaning of one chimney for $59 or two chimneys for $115. It's over half off from Southeastern Services. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:58, this weather report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Right now, 38 degrees and partly to mostly cloudy skies in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 37 in Hillsboro. It's going to be sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Beautiful day today to end 2013. Going to be a nice day tomorrow to ring in the new year officially. Tonight, we've got clear skies, cooler temperatures with lows getting down into the lower 30s, but fairly pleasant for those of you heading out to ring in the new year at midnight tonight. Again, as Freddie and Ron said, be careful and be safe out there this evening. And New Year's Day tomorrow, we've got sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Slight chance of rain after midnight tomorrow night with lows in the upper 30s. A little bit rainy all day on Thursday with cloudy skies, highs in the lower 50s. 7 o'clock, time now for CBS.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Retired Formula One racing champion Michael Schumacher appears to be rallying.
We are slightly less worried than we were yesterday, but you must understand that this evening or tomorrow the situation can be reversed.
One doctor speaking through an interpreter said surgeons in Grenoble, France, performed a second operation overnight to remove a blood clot and ease the pressure on the left side of Schumacher's brain.
This surgical intervention allowed us, as we had hoped, to better control the situation.